Boom! What's up, Amelia? Dayspring here with an episode of Power of X-Men to rank some Psylocke figures. We just got Lady Psylocke in. That's what we call Psylocke in this costume now. Lady Psylocke, for the obvious reasons why we call her Lady Psylocke and not Lady Mandarin anymore. But I just got the figure in, and I started pulling some of the other Marvel Legends Psylocke's. And I was like, wait a minute, I actually own all the Marvel Legends Psylocke, the Marvel Select Psylocke, the Marvel Universe Psylocke, Mayfair Psylocke, as well as the Toy Biz Psylocke, which were a hallmark of my childhood. And because I got such great feedback on the ranking of the Jim Lee Jean Greys, I figured we can sit down and talk some Psylocke figures here. Now, like with the previous video, I'm only ranking the Psylocke figures from main waves. So that includes Marvel Legends, the 5-inch Toy Biz, Mayfix, and the Marvel Universe figures. Now, I want to give a special shout out to an unreleased Marvel Legends Psylocke variant that was part of the Mojo way back when Toy Biz was doing Marvel Legends, and it would have been a Psylocke in her Crimson Dawn Extreme X-Men outfit. I would have wanted this figure, and I'm telling you right now, had this figure actually made it out there, this would be number one on the list. But I posted an image on our Instagram page of all the Marvel Legends Psylocke's, and someone was like, no, you're missing one, or they said two, because one of them is the same figure, just a different, you know, variant of it. But they specifically called out the Crimson Dawn variant Psylocke, which just doesn't count. I'm sorry. There's some lucky people out there who were able to get their hands on this, because a few made them out, right? Just like I have the Marvel Legends White Phoenix variant from the Rocket Raccoon wave, but I would never count it as sort of part of the larger canon of X-Men Psylocke figures out there, sadly, or Jean in this case. So that figure, had we gotten it, I would 100% love to have had it on this list. Again, it would have been number one. But another one I want to call out, because I did get a lot of DMs about this for the 90s Jim Lee Jean Grey video, are the famous cover figures. And there was a famous cover Psylocke. It's beautiful. I love it very much. I just don't consider it part of a larger main wave. So, Familia, we are just going to be talking about these main waves. I don't think I missed a figure. That does not mean I did not miss a figure. Just because I think it does not mean it is true. But on the off chance that I missed a figure from the Toy Biz or Marvel Legends waves, drop them down below. How would you have ranked them? But we have 11 figures here. I was getting excited because I was like, ooh, we have a solid 10. But I was like, oh, wait a minute. The Marvel Select Psylocke, which we do have a lot of people who love that figure, and it's a really good figure. So why don't we dive into these Psylocke figures? And I just want to note, obviously, in the comic books now, Quanon has returned as Psylocke, and Betsy is in her original body, and she is right now Captain Britain. Let's see where she lands post-Krakoa, but Quanon is Psylocke. To my knowledge, all of these figures are Betsy Braddock Psylocke. We can argue with the Apocalypse wave, perhaps that's Quanon, and you know, that's fine, but it was released before the Krakoan age, so I am counting it as Betsy Braddock, but we can discuss as a Familia all those nuances. But we're hoping one day we are going to get a solid Quanon figure as Psylocke, or Revanche? I don't know how to pronounce that name. I always get it wrong. Flink knows how to pronounce it. I certainly do not. But for all intents and purposes with this video, this is all Betsy Braddock. And, you know, I'm trying to look at this list more objectively, sort of how I did with the 90s Jean Grey list. There are some figures I love and I think are awesome, and they should be number one. And the one I picked for number one is a figure that a couple people are going to be surprised about. But I'm looking at not only how beautiful the character is rendered in this figure format, but also its practicality, its impact on fandom, sort of how essential is this figure to your collection. We're going to dive deep into all of that with these 11 Psylocke figures. All right, coming in at number 11 is the Amazon exclusive Nimrod box set Psylocke in her X-Force uniform. Listen, the figure is a straight up repaint of the Apocalypse wave Psylocke, right? With with a better shade of purple, in my opinion. But the reason why I'm ranking this figure so low on the list is because it is just a straight up repaint, and we were only getting that box set because of Nimrod. That's the only reason anyone ordered. Oh, and an updated Phantom X. And by the way, Psylocke and Phantom X had a romance going through Uncanny X-Force, and it made sense to pair them here. I don't know why they paired Nimrod here. For me, at the time, we were asking the question, if you're doing a Krakoan House of X wave, why are you putting the Tri-Sentinel there? Why not make the Build-A-Figure Nimrod? I think that would have been so much fun if you're doing a House of X Pox wave. You would have done Nimrod as Build-A-Figure. Listen, I'm not complaining because that Nimrod is a beautiful figure and I'm so happy we got him. But again, in terms of Psylocke history, we were only getting that box set for Nimrod. And this Psylocke costume, although very fun, is just very forgettable and doesn't really have a huge hallmark in X-Men history. But the figure itself is pretty standard. You want it because, again, you have Nimrod and Phantom X, and it's number 10, but it does not mean it's not a good figure. We don't display her. She is in a box that I pulled out today just to take a photo of all my Marvel Legends Psylocke figures. But I think my husband actually swapped out the heads. So we actually use this head for the Apocalypse Wave Psylocke. So that's a little hack that we have been doing here. All right, number 10 is Strike Force Psylocke. And this is a very beautiful figure. I mean, look at that face sculpt. The digital printing that Hasbro has been doing this last year and a half, 2 years, is next level. The reason why this figure ranks so low is because in a box set where you are getting a Strike Force Banshee, Psylocke also falls into, you know, obscurity here. This is a costume I don't think many people want it. I know I have a friend who's obsessed with all of the Strike Force figures. Shout out to my bro David here in the 305. But this is a figure that I don't think is necessarily essential to your collection. And certainly when we were unboxing these figures, I was like, oh, I need Banshee. Oh, I need Jubilee. Oh, I need Gambit. And Psylocke was sort of at the bottom of that list for me. Not to say that she's not a great figure. I think she looks really great. The Paint Deco is awesome. I love that they have her hair on the side like that. That was a really nice style choice. I have a lot of feels on how Psylocke's hair is rendered in action figure format. But I got this box set last year and I was so happy to get it. It was in celebration of the X-Men 60th anniversary, and they had two boxes each, came with three figures, and Psylocke was definitely one of the ones I was looking forward to. And much like the X-Force Nimrod Psylocke, not a bad figure. These are not bad figures for me, Lee. I'm not ragging on these figures. The quality of these figures are actually really good. In fact, I actually think she is, because of the listing, this is number 11, this is number 10. The reason why she's number 10, I think she is a better rendered figure. But that's not to take away from these two action figures at all. But, you know, do you need them for your collection? Do you need to break the bank for them? I'm going to say no, I don't think you need to. I think you can happily skip on these figures as a Psylocke fan and you will be okay. Well, wait a minute. As a Psylocke fan, yes, I think you should be getting them because Psylocke does not have that much love in Marvel Legends treatments, as we've discussed. But I think, you know, if you're the casual Marvel Legends collector and you're not bro David who is dying to get these figures in their Strike Force costumes, it's an easy pass. Easy pass on the Psylocke. All right, number 9. It breaks my heart to put this at number 9. But I am being objective here. I am being objective because this is one of my favorite figures out there. It's a Mafex Psylocke. And it's ranking a little low on the list because she does have some shortcomings. Listen, Mafex figures are an entirely different breed of action figures and an entirely different audience of action figure collectors. They're high-end, they're premium, they're highly articulated, they're expensive. Do I think this Psylocke is worth the price tag? No, absolutely not. But I will say, as just a big fan of the X-Men, especially during the 90s, this gives me that X-Men Apocalypse Super Nintendo feel, right down to like the way her hair is rendered, her psychic blade. It just The Mafex line in general is a love song to 90s X-Men. This high octane, highly vibrant line of characters. And I really do love the Mafex Psylocke for those reasons. However, she looks a little off. I don't think her head choices are necessarily the best. I think the purple could have stand to have been a little less purpley, right? Because the way when I think of Psylocke's hair, I think it more raven with a shade of purple, not like a lavender purple. Although I do love it. I do love it how, again, it looks here in the Super Nintendo Apocalypse video game. But, you know, her head also looks very small on this figure and her body feels larger. And figure is really flimsy. You do have to be careful with her. It has a really great art deco on it. I mean, it's like kind of like this pearlized blue. But again, I wouldn't think that she would have a pearlized blue. I think she would have more of a flat blue because she is a ninja. So for these reasons, I think the figure isn't the best it can be. Certainly when you compare it to Storm. I mean, Storm for me, if I was going to be ranking Mafex figures maybe one day in the future when we have a little bit more, when Nate Gray comes out, I would rank the Storm figures like number one. Storm and X-Factor Cyclops. To me, those are the two best Mafex figures. And when compared to Psylocke, not the best. And again, I think if they had followed suit with the Jim Lee that we have here, the rendering of Jim Lee, I think it could have been a really awesome figure, but it just looks a little off. It looks more inspired by the video game. Like we kind of talked about with the Mafex Gene, you can tell that the Mafex Gene, you can pinpoint the inspiration, which was the Adam Kubert 96 card of Gene. And you were like, yeah, that's where they left it with this. I'm going to say it was the video game. It's so clearly obvious, the video game. And I love it for those reasons. However, I don't think it makes it a good figure for those reasons. Now, is this an essential figure if you are a Psylocke stan? I think yes. If you are a Psylocke stan, you 100% need to get this figure. But if you're not, you know, I'm going to use Jason Nerd Alert as sort of my thermometer here because Jason is a big old nerd with the action figures like I am. We sort of have similar tastes and want some characters like Fabian Cortez and Deathbird out there. Like those are the characters we really want to see in the lines. He has kind of tapped out of Mafex. He does not like the Mafex line as much. I still love it. I'm sticking with the Mafex. It's a price point issue that I think turns off a lot of people. But if you're a general collector, no, you don't need this Psylocke figure. You can pass on it. But if you are a Psylocke collector and you love Psylocke quite a bit, you're going to want this figure. All right, coming in at number 8. And this is another figure that Paul personally, Dayspring personally, would rank higher. But I'm looking at this objectively. And it is Lady Psylocke, the latest Marvel Legends Psylocke that we have gotten. And this is a costume she wore when she came out of the Siege Perilous. And it's a beautifully rendered figure. Oh my goodness, Familia. Now, we knew we were going to be getting an armored Psylocke. The rumor out there had started months before. I wouldn't even say like almost a year before we actually got this figure announced. And we all thought it was going to be the pink armor Psylocke. And instead, we got Lady Mandarin, Lady Psylocke, or just Psylocke. I believe they just referred to her as Psylocke on the packaging. And I was kind of like bummed about it. I was like, oh, man, like what a missed opportunity to give us that Outback era Psylocke in the pink armor. But holding this figure, Amelia, oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous. I mean, look at her. She's absolutely stunning. This figure is a work of art. It is worth the price check that we have gotten in Marvel Legends. I mean, the digital printing on her face is gorgeous. Look how the cape just swoops right there. Her hair is billowing in the wind. Again, I have so many feels on Psylocke's hair, but this right here, how it's rendered, it's absolutely beautiful. This figure, I wish, I'm almost considering just displaying her right there in one of my main collections instead of the other figures we got him. But the reason why she's ranking here at number 8 is because this is a costume that's not too essential for your collection. And although a very beautiful figure, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited to hold her, I haven't seen any of the reviews for other reviewers out there about this figure. I'm only going based on myself. She comes with an alternate head and lots of accessories, including a Wolverine accessory. How cute. But it's a short-lived costume. She doesn't wear it much. I don't know many people who were clamoring for this. I can understand being in a marketing meeting and being like, this is a really cool look for the figure. The fans are going to love it. I agree. You're right here. I love it. But I would have given us pink armor Psylocke before this, or I would have done it as a two-pack. But sadly, it's only for those reasons that she's ranking at number 8. And let me tell you something, Familia. When I was thinking about Psylocke figures here, Psylocke does not have a bad figure out there. I mean, you can't look at some Psylocke figures and be like, oh, they did her dirty there. No, they've done really well for her. She looks absolutely incredible in a lot of these figures. And this one being number 1, if we were going to base this on just pure aesthetics, this would have been number 1. If this was just purely aesthetics, I would have given this Psylocke, Lady Psylocke, I would have given Lady Psylocke number 1 on this list. Oh, she's so good. She's such a beautiful figure. But because I don't think it's pertinent to your collection, we're ranking her at number 8. But do you need her as a collector? No. Should you get her as a collector? Yes. If you're a Psylocke stan, should you get this figure? Absolutely. Go buy this figure right now. Drop what you're doing. Get her loose if you need to. But this is a beautiful figure. My goodness. Very beautiful figure. Number 7 is the Toy Biz Mojo Wave Psylocke. And again, great figure. Do not want to be ranking her at number 7. I personally have so much love for this figure. I got her when my husband and I first moved to New York, and we went to the Toys R Us in Times Square, and we found her. Now, I only needed to get her and Longshot for this wave because at the time, and it's still to this day, I really only collect the X-Men Legends, right? So it's so funny. Marvel Legends is a sub-community of a larger Marvel fandom, and then I only collect X-Men Legends, really, so it's a sub-community of a sub-community. But I only had to get Psylocke and Longshot because I was working at Marvel at the time, and Sam Hatmaker, who was working at Toy Biz at the time, back when Toy Biz was still around. Shout out to Sam. We've had him on the podcast before. We've discussed Toy Biz quite thoroughly on that episode. So go please check it out. But I only needed to get Psylocke because Sam Hatmaker gave me the Build-A-Figure Mojo. So I was lucky that I only needed to pick up a Longshot and Psylocke. And we had just moved to the city and we were paying rent. So although our rent, 20 years later, our rent was very cheap as compared to today's world, but it was nice to get that finance break. So she looks so beautiful. I believe they would later reuse this body mold for Witchblade when they sold off the Marvel Legends licensing, and they were doing, Toy Biz was doing, I forgot what it's called, like Epic Heroes or something like that, Comic Book Heroes, and they did a Witchblade style Marvel Legends. This was right before they eventually shut down, and I believe they reused this model. I think she looks beautiful. I love how her hair is. Look at her sash in the back like that. I mean, you know, the paint apps are what they are. You know, you can tell she has a smudge there. Is that just because of time? Did the figure come like that? I don't know. But, you know, there was a different way of doing figures back then. So weird to think about this as back then. But it's a different way of how figures were done. I mean, look at that hair, Familia. Look at her hair. And that's how I really like her hair. It's black with a purple wash, and you can just see it like that, whereas opposed to this, where it's just straight up purple, right? That's sort of like my criticism right there. I would just like it black, more Raven with the purple wash in it. But look at that hair. But, you know, the way action figures were done back then was very different. But this figure at the time, we were so happy to get her. Again, it was a different conversation with Marvel Legends. And I think a lot of people don't remember when the line first came out in 2002, which is when we started collecting, that we were worried we would probably never get characters like Psylocke. I mean, we were just happy to get Storm. And oh my gosh, a Phoenix figure? Gasp! You know, obviously Psylocke did not have the issues that someone like Emma would have because we got Elektra very early on in the Marvel Legends wave. However, we just didn't know when they would be getting around to doing these figures because, again, it's not the plethora of figures we get annually here, right? We only got a couple of figures a year and everyone needed a spot. And Psylocke at the time, although perpetually iconic, was just not being featured in the books. In fact, no, she was back by then. She had died in Extreme and they brought her back in Uncanny a couple of years later, thanks to her brother Jamie. But, you know, at the time, Psylocke just didn't have the status as an X-Man that she did in the early 90s, especially with this ninja costume. So, you know, we weren't certain if we were ever going to get her, but we got her. She was originally supposed to come with an X-Baby, a little fun fact, but because of the price of oil back then, they had to cancel doing the X-Babies for the wave. But here she is, Marvel Legends Psylocke, the very first Marvel Legends Toy Biz Psylocke we got. I think she still slaps. She has a peg behind her, so you can pose her kicking. This is one of my favorite figures from that era. I'm holding her up against the X-Force Psylocke. I would pick her always. I know that's in the minority here. I'm not saying that that's everyone, but I would pick this figure still over this one. Of course, a little bit more antiquated in terms of the technology of the figure, but I just think it's gorgeous. And she was the one that was going to have the running change that we mentioned earlier in this episode. She would have had a running change with Extreme Psylocke. I believe her and Luke Cage were going to have variants for this wave. Maybe Falcon also was going to have a variant, but definitely her and Luke Cage were going to have variants for this wave. And it just never happened, sadly. But this figure, I think, looks beautiful. It still stands the test of time. Absolutely gorgeous. All right. Number six is the Marvel Universe Psylocke. And I know I ragged on the Marvel Universe Jean Grey because I thought she looked like a little hobbit, but this is a complete opposite. She looks so good. I love how this Marvel Universe Psylocke looks. I don't know where she is. I had her years ago, but because we've moved around so much, as I mentioned in a previous episode, we've moved apartments quite a bit, so I don't know where she's at. She's in a box somewhere, or I gave her away, or I sold her on eBay during a midnight purchase, or during the pandemic when I wanted to go get McDonald's, and I was like, whoa, you know, I'm out of work because of the pandemic, so I may have sold her off on an eBay lot. But I think there were a lot of challenges with these 3-inch, 4-inch figures, and you wouldn't know looking at this Psylocke figure. I mean, of course, some of it, you know, they didn't get the costume 100% right. You know, there are some quirks here. I mean, it is based off of more the costume she was wearing later on in the series when she was lead in Uncanny, when she got back following House of M, that end of Grey era. So, you know, it lines up like that with how she looked at the time. But again, you would have expected it to be a little bit more how she looked in the traditional Jim Lee outfit. But regardless, the face was gorgeous. They were able to nail the hair. She came with a katana and a psychic blade. I mean, it's more psychic energy than a blade, in fairness, but it's still a beautiful figure. Again, as I mentioned in the Jean Grey episode, we were worried that these figures were going to take over for Marvel Legends because Familia, Grandpa Dayspring here is here to remind you of your Marvel Legends history. And Marvel Legends went through a really rough time after Hasbro initially got the license. Figures were not being well received, and a lot of people thought they were just flat and ugly. And my husband and I, we had gone to a panel at New York Comic Con for Hasbro, and they were really pushing these 3-inch, 4-inch figures to the point that we were kind of nervous that this was going to take over the line. And again, the conversation with Marvel Legends, just again to reiterate, to drive this point home, we weren't seeing the level of adult collectors. We knew Marvel Legends was a very adult-heavy line, but because something like this hadn't really taken place before, we thought, well, they need to start appealing to kids, and if kids are buying these 3-inch, 4-inch figures, they're going to be pushing the smaller ones so kids buy that, and Marvel Legends, you know, would take a backseat, right? Obviously not the case, and obviously we always had the support of Jesse Falcon and so many people from Toy Biz and Hasbro, but it certainly was just a different era. And regardless of that era, this Psylocke looks so wonderful, and we love her very much. She's really great. I'm sorry I couldn't find her. All right. Number five is the Apocalypse Wave Psylocke. I'm going to say, I not this version. I want the other version that's bluer, like her costume is bluer, and she has the black hair. I love that version. I'm sorry I couldn't find that version. We tried looking for it. If you were in Jersey City Mall, what, in like 2018, you saw us walking to GameStop and the department stores there. I believe there's a Kohl's that we were looking for that Psylocke on the hopes. But this figure is an update to the traditional Psylocke that we got from the Mojo Wave. Here they are side by side again. And, you know, the costume does make a difference, in my opinion. Again, this is the same figure from the X-Force Psylocke Nimrod three pack. But I just think when you put this figure in this look, it looks so great. It's, you know, this is like splitting hairs here. It's two very different figures, right? Which one do you prefer? I would pick this one now. Now I would pick this one, even though, again, it's the same exact figure, just with a different costume. But this was the Psylocke all of us wanted in our 90s collection. This is a very important figure. It is pivotal. You should absolutely buy this figure. If you're a Marvel Legends stan, this is a figure you want to buy 100%. You know, I know I said with Lady Psylocke, we're like, well, if you love her, yes, you know, you should buy her, but you know, if you're a Psylocke stan, but not essential to your collection. Same with Toy Biz and the Marvel Universe Psylocke. You know, I would just be like, well, you should just pass on those unless you really want Psylocke, unless you are that diehard of a Psylocke fan. I would pass on it. But this one, you don't really have a choice. You want to display Psylocke in your Marvel Legends collection? This is a Psylocke that you want to display. She's beautiful. She's really well done. She comes with her Psy Blade. She is pivotal to your X-Men collection. All right, now we're getting into our top four right here. And I went back and forth on these top four figures. I marinated quite a bit on these figures and how to rank them because, again, Familia, oh, I have so many feels on Psylocke. But coming in at number four is the Ninja Force Psylocke, which was a make good that Toy Biz gave us to that light up Psylocke. Because Familia, when we saw the ad for light up Psylocke back in the 90s, she had her hair down, but the final product came with her hair sweeping in the wind, and it was like very pointed, and all of us were just like, what happened? Why is Psylocke hair like this? But this figure was supposed to be the make good on that. Now, she comes in a black costume with very lavender hair. But hey, she has the Crimson Dawn mark, which is what I love so much about this figure. And she is a very good figure. Don't get me wrong, Familia. She was a figure. She was, in so many ways, the definitive figure to pose in your Psylocke collection. She was a little weird with the scaling, to be honest with you, because some of the other figures were just like, well, I mean, in general, all the scaling for the 5-inch waves were sort of all over the place, especially with their articulation. But she was the one you wanted to have there. She is really just a reuse of that light up wave, a Psylocke just painted with darker colors and a lavender belt. And then it looks like this is the initial prototype. And she came in a wave with Holocaust and Deathbird. It was a fabulous wave. I found this wave at Target, and I didn't even know it existed, right? Because again, the information on the internet was conveyed very differently. I walked down that aisle at Target and I saw her and Deathbird, and I was so happy by it. It's a great figure. Awesome. If you're a Psylocke collector, add this to your Psylocke history, but this figure was everything. Okay, number three is the Marvel Select Psylocke. Ah, so good. It is such a great figure. Now, listen, I go back and forth with Marvel Selects. In the past, I've only gotten Marvel Select figures because I wanted the accessories associated with them, right? The Here Comes Tomorrow Phoenix comes with the Phoenix base. The Jean Grey comes with... There's a trend here. The Jean Grey Marvel Girl comes with the Gates of Xavier. Emma comes with a fireplace, yes, with photos of herself. But at the time, we had no Emma. I really wanted Bobby, but I was very disappointed holding Bobby. I will tell you, Psylocke, and Rogue, oh my gosh, they nailed it. They nailed it. And she comes with alternate heads with her butterfly effect for the second head. Lots of hand changes, a side blade. I mean, my goodness, this is a beautiful, beautiful figure. And she comes with a base as well. I have nothing but great things to say about this figure. In many ways, this is the figure I wish we would have gotten in the Apocalypse wave in terms of how she is rendered, right? She has a darker hair with the purple hues. You know, the Apocalypse wave, Psylocke does have the butterfly effect for her face, but it sometimes falls down. I would have much rather it have been an alternate head with that effect glued on it. But this is a gorgeous figure. Is it essential? Should you get it? Well, if you're a Psylocke fan, yes. You know where I'm going with this. If you're a Psylocke fan, yes. But I don't really meet a lot of people who collect Marvel Select figures. And again, I have a couple because I have been an avid X-Men figure collector throughout the years, but I haven't met a lot of people who have, you know, or who are completionists for the Marvel Select figures. And Marvel Select figures are a very different breed as well when it comes to collecting. They only release like one or two figures a year. They do re-releases of old figures. It's a very different hobby. I'd be curious to see how their numbers are, but they have been around just as long as Marvel Legends. So that tells you there must be an audience for these figures. And if you are one of those people, this is a must have for your Marvel Select collection. She is a gorgeous, gorgeous figure. I love her. If you can just shrink her down a little bit and I can put her in my Marvel Legends collection, I'd be very happy. Fun fact, we used to put the, well, we all use the Marvel Select Phoenix base for our X-Men display, right? But we also, back in the day, I'm talking about like 2005, 2006, when we never thought we would get an Emma Frost figure, we put Marvel Select Emma in our collection. And she just towered over everyone. And that's just the way it was. But anyways, right here, number three is Marvel Select Psylocke, and rightfully so. All right, that leaves us with two figures, Familia. And coming in at number two is the Marvel Legends X-Force Psylocke from the San Diego 2012 exclusive three-pack. That was in honor of Rick Remender's Uncanny X-Force. This figure is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Near perfect. I mean, listen, because of time, because this came out in 2012, yes, there are some flaws here with the figure, but oh my goodness. Psylocke shines so much in the Rick Remender wave. Her relationship with Angel, her relationship with Phantom X, her own personal journey as a character. My gosh, there was this scene at the beginning of Uncanny X-Force where Psylocke is, they're running like a simulation of taking down Apocalypse. And she's looking at a group of people and she's here like, oh my God, the smell, Logan, I cannot. How could someone do this to someone else? Obviously, it was all a danger room, you know, simulation. But I just remember thinking, wow, Rick Remender can write a good Psylocke. And then at the end, when they find Kid Apocalypse, Psylocke is protecting Kid Apocalypse. And this is such a pivotal moment for the character because not only is she taking a stance, she's like, you're not murdering this child. This is a child. Not only a child, but a mutant child. And this is, of course, during the Witch's Curse, during the House of M, the decimation. And it puts her seriously in a really interesting position as a character, because again, this child could grow up to be Apocalypse, who at the time was a survival of the fittest genocidal maniac, right? Pre-Krakoa, and had done horrible things to Warren, who was her main love interest at the time. So I truly love this figure. We got this figure. She was great. She predates the Psylocke figures that we got with the Apocalypse Wave and the Nimrod 3-pack. So this figure, everyone wanted. I mean, my goodness, I just did a quick eBay search on it, and it's still going for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I believe one place has it even for $350. It's insane. Yes, I think you should. If you are a big Marvel Legends collector and completionist, this figure you want as part of your Marvel Legends history. For Psylocke, I would say, you know, you're good. If you're good with these other figures, That's fine. 100%. These figures are great. But for me, I look at this figure, and this is the figure that I want in my like Marvel Legends archives. I wouldn't necessarily display her, right? Because the Uncanny X-Force team has sort of gone, come and gone. But my goodness, do I love this figure so much. I think she is beautiful. And again, it's more the position this figure takes in history, right? This was a fantastic San Diego exclusive, and she was done so beautifully. Again, Familia, to take you back to Marvel Legends, Hasbro history, some of these figures were duds, and we were very sad to see. I mean, I will point to Viper, the Viper from the Epic Heroes Wave 2, where she looks kind of busted. It's not a really good looking figure. Right, that was supposed to be the return of Marvel Legends, and the figures were better, but they weren't as nice and beautiful as they are today. I mean, getting this figure back then was like, holy shit, like, what can Hasbro do next? Here's her next to Psylocke, Lady Psylocke. I mean, I love it. These two figures in particular, I just love. I want to put them in a case and be forever happy with them. Love these two figures. Number two, Uncanny X-Force San Diego 2012 3-pack Psylocke. My goodness, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And she came with Wolverine and Archangel, and they got mileage out of that Archangel. That leaves number one for me to eat my words, because I talk about this figure so much. I talk about the trauma that happened with this figure, which is the Light Up Wave Psylocke. Whatever, Familia. Listen, I could be objective. Okay. When I saw this figure at Toys R Us in 1996, I was so disappointed with her hair. I mean, listen, again, look here with Lady Psylocke. I love how her hair is billowing in the wind, but this was an arrow for Psylocke. It was like pointing there. Regardless, it is a cool figure, and we didn't think we were going to get a Psylocke figure ever. I mean, we were curious, why didn't we get a Psylocke figure, right? On the AOL keyword Marvel, Psylocke was always on our want list, and she was popular at the time. She was a very popular character at the time, and we had still not gotten her. This was a time where we got one female character per wave, and she was usually the chase figure. She came one per case, so you know. We never knew if we were going to get more of these characters that we really wanted. And when we saw Psylocke announced in Toy Fair in that ad, we were going nuts. And yes, even though the hair wasn't what we wanted, it is a beautiful deco. I get what they're going for. Everyone got what they were going for, the hair on the side. But the fact that you can take the side blade and put it in her hand and it lit up, it actually lit up. And it was cool packaging because they were doing that generic packaging at the time. My goodness, this was a figure to have. And even to this day, I see this figure. I love the paint deco on it. I love her expression. It is a beautiful figure. And it also, just for nostalgic purposes, takes me back to a time and a place. This is a figure, if you're a Psylocke stan, you should absolutely get. Obviously, it's a 5-inch Toy Biz figure from like 30 years ago. So perhaps you don't need it if you're not a diehard Psylocke fan. But if you're going to go into those Toy Biz figures, this is a figure you must absolutely have. I love this figure so much. It is one of my favorites. Anyways, Familia, that is our ranking of main wave Psylocke figures. How do you rank these figures? Drop your feels below. I'm going to tell you, now that we have this new era of X-Men, I was disappointed that we didn't get a Krakoan Age Psylocke, which is Quanon, and a Marvel Legends Captain Britain. I love the Captain Britain outfit that Betsy is wearing these days. I don't think, you know, Excalibur and some of the Krakoan stories centering around Betsy were handled well, but I think she looks iconic as Captain Britain. I would love to see her in her Captain Britain outfit. It would be absolutely fun to get a figure like that. But since the Krakoan Age is coming to an end, I'm doubting we're gonna see it. Let's see where she lands post-Krakoa. But I would love to see her in that Captain Britain outfit, and I want to get Quanon in a Psylocke Hellions figure style. I know, you know, she is in the reboot of X-Men in July. We've seen From the Ashes how Quanon is gonna look as Psylocke in there. Looks okay to me. I think in general the reboot in July looks kind of lackluster, to be honest, from a design perspective, but maybe this is a necessary step we have to take to get somewhere else. But regardless, I want a quantum figure. I want Captain Britain, Betsy. I want more Psylocke, Captain Britain figures all over the place. Give us some more. Familia, tell us how you feel about these rankings and drop your pins below.